Finally, the Irish College here in Rome hosted a presentation yesterday evening looking at new discoveries in its archives. For over 300 years, the college has trained priests for service in Ireland, and the documents stored at the college are an important source of information about the relations between the Holy See and the Emerald Isle. The college's archivist, Vera Urschel, is currently cataloging letters from the 1920s, the era of the Irish Civil War. She told what the archives have taught her about this turbulent time in the history of the island.
I suppose I've learned, first of all, a good few historical facts, because I didn't study modern history like that. I'm a medieval historian, if you want. So I've learned a lot about both sides, and I've learned a lot about how propaganda worked at the time, because you could say, to some extent, that the rectors here, they took a certain stance, and they worked at the Vatican for Irish interests, but from their own point of view. So you get a great insight into how diplomatic worked at the time. I got a great insight into how, for instance, diplomatics in Paris worked. And just after the First World War, Ireland first sent delegations to Paris to the peace conference to alert people to the struggle that has already started in Ireland at that time. So I think I've mostly learned a lot about what informed both sides in that struggle.